Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com podcast. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor.
And this is Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
Today's guest is Carl Mazzanti of eMazzanti Technologies, a business optimization services provider from Hoboken, New Jersey. We'll be talking about all of the hot IT trends on the market for channel partners today and talk about the big news of the last year, including vendor consolidations. Thank you so much for joining us, Carl.
Thank you for having me, Lee.
Hey, Carl, it's Barb. We've kind of come through a kind of a tough year with the recession and all, but I wanted to see what you thought were kind of the bright spots in technology for the past year that either provided opportunities last year or provided an on-ramp for opportunities going into 2010.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the number one calls that we've been getting lately have been about Windows 7. You know, Microsoft just got it right and understood what customers wanted. And, you know, I think I've said this more than enough times, but we've been getting calls from states where we've never done business. And they're just interested about the product and want to do something with it. And for the first time in, maybe decades, you can run that new OS without having to buy any newer equipment. So for those partners out there, it's a real opportunity to revisit some of those customers that bought equipment 2 years ago and do something with it. Then I guess there's always cloud. So, you know, cloud has been a hot topic. I know Barb, you and me have spoken about this a number of times. It's interesting that, you know, the idea of cloud or doing stuff off-site or hosted or proxy-based has been around for a long time. I mean, if you look at the 1970s, it used to be called time-based computing. The concept's been there for a long time, and surprisingly, we're still finding some firms being selfish. They want to run their own stuff, they want it on-premise, and they want to own it. But for some of those small firms, I mean, I think there's traction. That old topic is coming back, and maybe for some of those firms that are consolidating or getting smaller, there's some traction. You know, we've been picking up more customers to our hosted model.
And can you talk a little bit about what you guys host and what types of applications make a good fit for maybe moving off-premises into the cloud?
So Barb, I think what we did as a company, with eMazzanti Technologies, we looked for common problems across our customer base. So for some of the solution providers on this call, looking at what your customer base has as a consistent problem, what tickets are being typically opened up, and then trying to solve that problem effectively and efficiently. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we started off maybe 8 years ago with email filtering. Mm-hmm. It was an easy one. It was product agnostic. We moved to hosted email. So once we were already filtering their email, we could start hosting their email. That was probably in 2004 when that platform was rolled out. Then you start looking at backups and monitoring and getting some insight into what the customer's environment was like, whether they had it in their own environment or in some colo facility. It didn't matter. But it was a consistent problem that you could solve for multiple people at the same time from a platform that you would upgrade, take care of, and maintain. And the customer should be able to benefit from getting, you know, a best-in-class product.
And I think a lot of people have said, even Microsoft has kind of acknowledged that, you know, on-premises email, how much is it worth you to do that for yourself when there's so many capable people out there doing it for, you know, dollars per month per user, right?
It is true. So, you know, on a cost basis, a hosted solution can work out to be less expensive. But what you lose with it is so much integration. Mm-hmm. I mean, for those firms that automating their workflow or, you know, email is the bread and butter of their entire organization. I mean, because I think email is the one that most of us go after first. Mm-hmm. There still are, you know, major driving reasons to have that item on site. You know, I speak of my own firm. Mm-hmm. My own firm uses our on-premise installation of Exchange. We've been doing so because we have a number of third-party products that work with it, and I can't imagine not having those third-party products connected to our environment. Mm-hmm. So I think until some of the providers of the hosting facilities start to understand that they're going to need to support third-party applications.
Right.
You're still going to see a lot of, on-premise installation just going to happen.
Right. I was curious if you, as a VAR, had followed another trend we've been following, which is kind of vendors buying other vendors, and not just technology vendors buying other product vendors, but technology vendors buying services companies. Dell is buying Perot, HP is buying EDS. I'm wondering if you follow that and if that's something you see as a trend that, you know, is good, bad, or indifferent for your business.
I think it's good for our business. I think the hardware manufacturer is starting to understand where us as a partner organization have been going for some time. The antivirus application firms have been buying up email filtering companies out there that are hosted filtering firms. You know, I said that's where we started almost a decade ago. So we've seen consolidation in that space. I mean, I expect that to accelerate. And it should provide some opportunities for us and for our customers. You know, if the hardware manufacturer can lock in a hosted service offering and then continue to keep their channel program working the way it does, where they give us training or insight or marketing resources, that should help us out.
And I think there are even subcontracting opportunities, correct, from some of these deals?
Some of them. You know, there's it ebbs and flow, depending on how close you are to the enterprise or not.
And I wanted to just ask you a little bit. One of the other trends we've been following is, of course, the recession and IT spending, which took it on the chin along with everything else last year. Are you expecting, a pickup in business, you know, maybe even some of the government IT stimulus money kicking in going into next year? Any thoughts there?
So my firm sits on, we're a SBSE advisory for Microsoft, and also sit in a panel with Heartland Technology Group, so maybe 144 different partners sharing our financials and trying to grow the organizations together. Looking across the mix, a bunch of us have definitely turned around or have seen the light at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, some of that might be just it's the end of the year.
Right.
People have been holding their budgets for the whole year and are now realizing that they need to spend it or they're going to lose it. For others, you know, we've seen a little bit of hiring, so maybe they've been buying new computers or expanding their networks again. And for my organization, I think feel like we've always been taking market share. Even though others around us weren't necessarily doing so well, as part of that consolidation, we've been taking market share.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the same thing to some of the solution providers on the phone. If they were smart enough to tune in and listen today, they're probably smart enough to go out and beat some of their competitors. And there's a big market out there. You don't need to own all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can take a little bit bigger of a pie, you know, you should do pretty well.
Okay, great. I appreciate the time today, Carl. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Barb.
This is Barb Darrow from SearchITChannel.com.